It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, let's start with a big story for the Lexington area and for the state of Kentucky, I guess. The Keeneland Fall Meet's underway, but even bigger this month, the Breeders' Cup's coming up.
Right, and people, when they go out to Keeneland this weekend or you know, through the Fall Meet, are going to see most all of those preparations in place because they've, you know, had to be put up before the meet gets started and things get going. So, you know, even if you don't have tickets to the Breeders' Cup or can't make it out to that, there are opportunities to sort of get a taste of what it's going to be like and what extra is there. And things are going to be a little bit different. You know, parking configurations might be kind of different from what you're used to because there are some structures that are in place on top of parking lots and things of that sort. But it is, you know, as they say, it's going to be a fall meet unlike any other because we have this big event coming in behind it that we'll be talking a lot more about come the end of this month. But, you know, either way, fall meet, I always kind of like fall meet the best because I'm a big fall fan and just enjoy being out in, you know, sort of the crispy autumn air and color and all of that.
Likely to be a soggy start to the fall meet, I guess, though.
That's right. Yeah, you know, and that sogginess never takes out Keeneland. Keeneland goes on whenever, but, you know, there have been some casualties like the Luke Bryan concert that was supposed to take place last night down at Talon Winery has been postponed till Tuesday because it just got too wet. They said there were 5 inches of rain out there and they couldn't even get the tour trucks and buses onto the site. So, you know, hopefully monsoon season will end soon and we can all get back to fall loveliness.
Moving on to the Norton Center for the Arts in Danville. Tell us about the orchestra.
It's kind of an interesting group. It is an offshoot of the Electric Light Orchestra, which had, you know, a lot of big hits back in the 1970s and 80s, like Don't Bring Me Down and Evil Woman and songs like that, that, you know, kind of brought a real different sound to the radio. And this is a few members of ELO that have reformed and are taking the songs back out on the road. You know, conversely, as Walter Tunis talks about in his story this morning in Weekender, other members of ELO have a different group that's also kind of out there carrying the ELO name. So, but you'll get to hear, like I said, all of those, you know, hits that you remember from the radio. And, you know, they've always been kind of an interesting group in the rock pantheon because they did, you know, try to go by their name and sort of bring an orchestral sound and vibe to the pop charts.
And finally, believe it or not, the Lyric Theater, as we know it now, celebrating its 5th anniversary.
Yeah, you know, if you followed the Lyric Theater saga, you know, back through the late 90s and the aughts, you know, and even before that, it's kind of hard to believe that it's now been reopened for 5 years, but it has been. And it's, you know, it's been a hit and miss 5 years, you know, hopefully leaning more toward hit now. But you know, it opened without a director and kind of got off to a little bit of a rocky start because of that. And then there have been several director changes since then. But then it's also had things like, you know, Wood Songs coming in and sitting down and kind of being a resident event every week, which has really helped, you know, get people used to going there and it, you know, being a venue in town. And so they're celebrating 5 years this weekend with a show that includes people like Bianca Spriggs and Divine Karama and Message Theater and artists like that. So it should be a fun night out at the Lyric, celebrating something that a lot of people thought would never happen.
Rich Copley covers the arts for the Lexington Herald Leader and Lexco.com. Thank you.
Thank you.